Here we are, calendar year 2019. Have you seen some of the surveys that tell us what chefs are going to be putting on plates at restaurants, what consumers are going to be shopping for? Are you ready for it? It's time again to check in with our friends on the Wisconsin Beef Council and checkoff chats. How are your beef checkoff dollars being spent to make sure you're on the front end of those trends, that your beef products are ready for whatever consumers are looking for? Well, I'll tell you what, we are investigating that today with Katie Brenny. She is the Region 3 Federation Vice President, representing you beef and dairy producers to a large extent here in Wisconsin when it comes to checkoff dollars and where they're going. So first of all, Katie, we should explain, how did you get on the council? How did you become the Region 3 Federation Vice President? Tell us a little bit about Katie Brenny.
Great question, Pam. So how I got into this leadership role with the National Checkoff is by first serving on the Minnesota State Beef Council. I've been there for about 6 years now, and that provided an opportunity to run for the Federation Vice President role. So I've held that role for almost 3 years. My term will be ending here at the end of January 2019. And so I represent Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, and their state checkoffs on the national level. So I get the chance to give feedback on a national level on projects and programs and how we spend that 50 cents that goes to the national level to ensure that beef products are where consumers need them to be in order to grow that beef demand.
So very much the grower voice of where that money's going, huh?
Correct. Yep. We get to help direct and give feedback on where projects need to go from the Federation level that works as a contractor to the beef checkoff.
So talk to me a little bit about 2019 then, Katie. What do you see developing, or what programs or areas do you see beef checkoff dollars being channeled that gets you excited as a producer, or maybe more importantly, get those folks that you represent excited?
One of my most favorite projects that is continuing into its 11th year this year is the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. So this is open to anyone. You can take the courses online, but it really helps you become a good storyteller and actually share the truth facts about beef and the beef community with our consumers. This has opened a lot of doors for my husband and I to share our story about our farm and how we're taking care of the animals and the land to grow a great product to put on the grocery shelves that ends up on a consumer's plate. Another great program that I'm really excited about is the continued development of new beef recipes in the Culinary Center in Denver, Colorado. This is where our chefs test, come up with recipes, triple test, make them convenient and easy for consumers to use, and that it always provides a great tasty beef dish at the end of the day.
I've got to ask you, Katie, it is wonderful to get exposed to all the things that are going on with our beef checkoff dollars. When you're out there visiting with growers, are they ready to accept that opportunity to step up and experience these things? You know, we get so busy taking care of cattle. We get so busy just trying to push feed. I think sometimes they don't even get an opportunity to experience these wonderful things. How do you convey that message to them?
Yeah, that's, I think, one of the most challenging parts of the checkoff, right? We have that challenge here at home is I get the opportunity to leave the farm while my husband stays home and takes care of the livestock 9 days out of 10 for us. But that is a challenge, and I think that's one of the great things about the checkoff is you can be as involved as you want to be, or you can, when you submit your checkoff dollars, you know, you can let that 50 cents work for you every day and know that it's working hard through the different programs, the different contractors that we have that are conducting projects, if that's American Farm Bureau to their agriculture in the classroom centered around beef, or if that's to a program with the National Cattlemen that's focusing on a new recipe and new technology such as Chuck Knows Beef, the artificial intelligence app. There's all sorts of different ways to get involved, but if you're one of those producers or farmers or growers that's at home that just has a lot on their plate already, you can have confidence that the checkoff is doing the job, creating that $11.20 demand return for your 50 cents invested.
What do you think about the 2019 trends? I mean, let's face it, Katie, there's all kinds of concern about cultured proteins and plant-based proteins coming after our primary consumers. But that's exactly why the checkoff keeps the message strong day after day, regardless of trends, isn't it?
Yeah, consumers' trends are always going to be there, right? They're always looking for that next hottest item to market and to sell. And I kind of take lab-grown proteins and plant-based meat, you know, alternative proteins coming to the marketplace is a challenge, right? It's great that they've decided that they want to, you know, challenge beef, because that means we've got a superior product that has a great value in the market and that consumers enjoy to eat. So I think there's always going to be the food trend. It's always staying strong with the checkoff and the message, and always making sure that demand is there and that us as growers have a resource to use, and that's our checkoff and our checkoff contractors to help us continue to promote the positivity of beef and that great flavor that we all enjoy.
Got to ask you, Katie, as a producer yourself and now, like you said, several years into the leadership opportunities provided by the beef checkoff, what's changed? What about your opinions has changed since you got started? Every time I talk to a farmer grower that actually does step up and get engaged in the process, they usually either have their opinions changed from what they thought was going on to reality, or they learn something that really surprises them, either about the strength of the checkoff or the strength of the program. What's that story been from you?
Yeah, my story has been I've been involved with the checkoff since I was actually pretty young, doing agriculture in the classroom presentations, getting resources from the state checkoff. So I've always kind of been around it. However, since taking this leadership role and being, I will say, immersed into the checkoff has been very eye-opening. I mean, I understood what they did. I didn't understand before this leadership role to what degree, what involvement we had. And obviously, you know, that producer-grower feedback I knew was there, but it truly is what runs the checkoff. So if anyone has any questions about really where their dollars are going and are they working, just step back for a second and ask a question to somebody in a leadership role, because I'm more than happy to share that message that our voices do get heard. It is producer-driven. This is really what makes the checkoff just great. And, you know, if you don't really want to get involved on the national level, there's things you can do on the state level there in Wisconsin. By all means, Pam, you know, getting involved with a project or asking the council staff or council member for some information or for some resources. I think that's one of the things I've learned is that regardless of what part of the checkoff you're in or have questions about, that there's people willing to answer or willing to be a resource or give you resources to go home and share that message.
Katie Brenny is along with us on our checkoff chat for today. She's out of Minnesota. She's the Region 3 Federation Vice President representing our beef producers, which of course includes our dairy producers here in the state of Wisconsin. Like she said, remember, you can always tap and click. BeefTips.com is our Wisconsin Beef Council website, or on Facebook, social media, Wisconsin Beef Council, all kinds of great blogs. If you don't want to interact with staff, you can just read up on things there. Or, like she said, feel free to send somebody an email. Do you get a lot of direct contact from beef producers yourself, Katie?
I do at different meetings and different events promoting beef. In this role, a lot of my contacts come from state staff, especially the state executive directors that have their input that they want to share or want to just do some feedback sessions. So I've really enjoyed it. It's been great. I've been to all five states and I've met all the council members. It truly has been a blessing. It's kind of sad to see it end here in a couple weeks. But I know I'll be able to continue to share our beef story and our beef checkoff story.
Well, and we appreciate that. We need more folks like you, Katie. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yep. Have a wonderful day. Remember to have a nice juicy steak.
Yeah, indeed. Katie Brenny along with us. Like she said, she's a Minnesota beef producer, but maybe more importantly, she's helping to educate all beef producers on how their checkoff dollars are being channeled. She is the Region 3 Federation Vice President, works closely with Tammy Vossen, our Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And like she said, engage in the process. Find out where your resources are being channeled. Find out the payback that it's bringing to you right here in the state of Wisconsin. Go to beeftips.com or on social media, Wisconsin Beef Council, available all the time to help you understand those programs. And that, my friends, is your checkoff chat for today, featuring Katie Brenny out of Minnesota. It's brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars, Wisconsin Beef Council, and of course, our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association.